Welcome. This is your host, Susan Rinsberger, energy expert, communicator, and interpreter for star beings. And you're listening to Voices from the Stars. Hi, thank you for joining us today. Today's episode is a very special. It is the New Year's episode for New Year's Eve 2020. And what the star beings are bringing us today is a healing of our fears about coronavirus, protection against the coronavirus, and healing for those who are already sick with the coronavirus. This episode, they wanted to give to us a complete package that addressed our fears and helped lift them off so that we could enter this new year feeling safe, protected, healed. And in this episode, they explain about why some souls do not choose to stay. But this energy gives them that possibility. It helps to give them that possibility. And of course, the degree to which each person receives it is up to them. We can't make that choice for them. But this is a healing that can be useful in your own life. And during this episode, we send it around the world. We make a difference. So I'm welcoming back today the Preachers of the Golden Light, the same group of star beings who united to bring us the Christmas message of a week ago by tuning into the Golden Light, which represents the Christ, which is the Christ energy within each person, which just means the energy of Source in physical form. That's what the Christ refers to. So today they're helping us get ready for the new year. And how special to do this at the very end of 2020. So that when we walk across that threshold, and they refer to the threshold in this episode that we are all crossing now into the new earth, onto the new earth, we don't have to carry the burdens of our heavy fears, of illness, of fears for others. We have a special formula that we can use for our own protection, a way to invoke protection from the higher levels. And that all is included in this episode. So sit back, relax, and happy listening. So star beings, would you send us a special healing for that fear and a special healing for all who have the coronavirus right now, COVID-19, I mean to say. We will transmute fear. We will send light into those who are ill. We'll send protection for those who are not ill and have not yet had the virus. And here's what we'd like you all to do. And we'd like you to participate by holding in your mental field, in your minds, the image of all those for whom you would like healing, for whom you would like protection, and for whom, for whom we would like to lift the fears, but they're saying, no, every single human being needs to have that done. So you don't need to do that. We're automatically sending these frequencies anyway. If someone is not listening to this podcast, it doesn't mean that their loved ones are not receiving the light. It's not discriminatory. We're just asking you to practice your ability to move the light by helping direct the light to the people that are of greatest concern to you. This will also help relieve your own fears. Okay. Then, okay, here we are. Where should we start? We're going to start with lifting the fear for all, relieving the fear, diminishing the fear, transmuting the fears. Human beings can hold on to their fears if they want, so we can't just lift off what somebody wants to hold on to. But we can send in so much light that it doesn't feel so important anymore to help you release it. And if you release it now, into the golden light, into the white light of the Source, that fear can be gone and erased in a moment.
Kill, 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 kill.
I invite everyone now to just take a deep breath. Breathing in those frequencies. Hold yourself in the golden light by seeing it in your field. Picture it in your heart. Picture it flowing down through your legs, clearing, cleansing. Picture it flowing up through the back of your spine, out the crown of your head, up into the heavens. And picture it coming down from the heavens, coming down in a huge column of golden light, swirling into your field clockwise, clearing away every fear, release now. You need to choose. You need to choose to release your fears. What is the difference between magical thinking and knowing that you're safe from a perceived threat or danger? This is a question they're giving me right now, but that's also a question that had occurred to me earlier today. But now they're saying, remember that question, ask it. In magical thinking, you're pretending you're not afraid. You're pushing away your fears. You're not looking at them. You're not indulging them, but you're not dissolving them out of your field. You're just saying they don't exist. You're just pretending. For true protection, which is what we're doing now, we're in the protection phase. For true protection, you need to dissolve those fears. And that's the connection between dissolving the fears and protecting you from what those fears relate to, what you've been afraid of. As you truly release those fears and you say, I choose now to release my fear of illness for myself and others from the coronavirus and COVID-19. When you say that and you release those fears into the golden light, they can be dissolved and lifted out of you. We honor your request. We're sending in beams of golden light and white light to finish the cleanup job. And as we do that, you are also being protected. The way that it works is that when your frequencies are so high, when the fears are truly gone, the fears are very low frequency thoughts and reactions, emotional reactions to thought, in fact. That's what fear is. It's an emotional reaction to thought. And it is such low frequency that the light, if you choose to look at that fear, if you choose to hold that fear, you're essentially keeping the light at bay. When you call in the light and you focus on the light, whatever you focus your attention on is going to expand and fill your field. So right now, focus on the white light and the golden light. We'll bring in some violet flame energy, which is a transmutative energy. Transmutes from lower frequency to higher. And all those can swirl into your field, flow into your field, fill the chakras, fill every space and place in your physical body, in your energetic body, your emotional body, your mental body, your energy field, your physical body and energy field. And that is the protection. We'll radiate that out around you and we'll order your protection now. And now you can say, I invoke the formula for protection against the COVID-19 virus. And for each of you, this will bring in the unique frequencies that you need for protection. Yes, thank you. And that is the protection phase of this blessing. Breathing in that golden light and releasing all the fear, breathing in the golden light and invoking the protection. Just a golden light shield, golden light pillar, filling and surrounding us that no lower frequencies can penetrate. And the coronavirus is a creation aligned with lower frequencies. And now can we do some healing work on behalf of and through and for all of those human beings on the earth who have coronavirus. Each and every listener can list in their mind the people that they know with it. If they know anyone, if you know anyone who has COVID-19 at this point, you can list them, or you can think of the people in the hospitals. You can think of whoever you choose. We're going to just expand this to cover the whole globe and help everyone. And we're going to call in a whole raft of star beings. Work, they're showing me the image of a human body and they're directing the light into each and every chakra one by one, starting with the crown chakra and then the third eye in the brain. The white light has a very powerful healing effect. Down through the throat. Sending reassurance in there. Okay, and down to the heart and the lungs. Look at it. looky, 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 you know, we take a looky, looky, ooh, we take a looky, 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 looky. Sending the white light in waves that I'm making with my hands. They're like pulsing it into the heart and the lungs. Let's breathe through those lungs. On behalf of all those struggling to breathe. Because with our blessing and our love, we can assist them right now. Now they're moving down to the solar plexus, which would include the stomach, the sternum. Now they're pulling out energy, pulling out negative, but low frequency energy, affecting the stomach, the ability to digest, the appetite, the ability to incorporate nourishment into the body, they're saying. They were just badly affected by the coronavirus. And associated infirmities, they're saying. So they're blessing the digestive capabilities of those who have coronavirus, who have COVID-19. Okay, so time to shake off that energy that was pulled out of there. You can just kind of do what I do, just wipe your hands down along your arms one by one, alternating, and shake your hands. You're getting that energy out of there. Anything that might have been absorbed into your field as you focus on those you love and those you want to heal. So there's a little learning in this episode as well about how to direct light to heal people. Okay, so we're partway through the body. Most of the way. Okay, we have two more chakras. Next is the second chakra, which is the sacral chakra, covers the lower back and the intestines and the sexual organs. They're easing the flow. They're addressing the flow of energy in this part of the body, and they're kind of pulling it on down through. So that nothing stays stuck. And that all is done. Nothing stays stuck and nothing has to keep flowing. Just the normal flow. Not too much, not too little. Enough for the perfect health and well-being of the person, they're saying. It's important that the energy flow smoothly through all of the body. Okay, healing the intestines there. And now to the base chakra, which is the root chakra at the bottom of the trunk. This is where we ground in, connect into our physical form, where we feel secure on the earth. We need the flow in there to help us feel safe and secure on the earth. And this is very important to people who have COVID-19, obviously, because they're not feeling safe and secure. Oh, and they said in some cases they're still trying to decide if they're going to stay on the earth or not. Some of the souls are still considering whether they are ready to leave or not. Not every soul, they want you to know this, not every soul will choose to stay. Not every soul wants to be here anymore. Some have completed what they want to do. Some are inhabiting bodies so exhausted and damaged that they are reevaluating their decision to stay, that they may choose to leave and come back. As a soul, they know that they will leave sooner or later. And much as they love you, much as they love you all, there is a time, there comes a time when the soul is ready to move on. Kele Kalikia, we want you to know that if someone you're sending healing light into chooses to leave, it's not because you failed in your healing or because the light does not heal. It's because the healing is good for the soul as well. The healing eases the going. The healing can also serve to release the soul to leave the body. And that also is a healing. It's up to the soul and the source which form of healing will serve each individual best at this time. So please don't take this on as your responsibility or your fault if someone chooses to go. If it makes you angry, be angry, but not at yourself. And when the anger passes, the anger is a reaction to pain, to loss, to grief, and to fear. Because as you see others you're close to leave, you are reminded that you will also leave one day. So, sending some more light into the base chakra. Really strong ray of ruby red light for the red base chakra to strengthen. Strengthen the energy flow there and clear any fears blocking it. Now just pulling a column of pure white light down from the source to cover, fill, surround, and flow through and around that person and down into the earth, washing away any residual low frequency energies into the center of the earth where they can be purified. The multidimensional, omnidimensional core of the earth where the source consciousness of the earth itself resides. And just know that all this healing is moving out now in waves across the earth, around the earth, into everyone. Everyone who is open to receive, everyone who allows it, everyone with just even the slightest availability. If they're unconscious, they'll receive it automatically. Everyone receives to the extent that they are willing and able. Even the least conscious will receive what they can. There is no judgment about their consciousness. It's only a question of how much it permits them to receive. Thank you very much. Thank you for this amazing segment, this amazing episode about clearing our fears, to clear our fears, to protect us from the virus, to heal those who have the virus. And what more would you tell us now? Is there some final message that you want to give us? Some follow-up message? As you move through the rest of this period of the pandemic on Earth, carry this light with you. Know that it lives within you, that it is vital energy, that it is supporting you, that it is healing you, that it is protecting you and is holding you in the highest frequencies of love and light that are consistent with what you allow through your thoughts and your choices and your emotions. Don't hang on to your fears. It's an illusion that your fears protect you. They do quite the opposite. When you feel afraid, whether it's of coronavirus or anything else, send that fear into the light and ask the source to heal and purify it, to remove it all from your body and your energy field, every place that our emotions are stored in our physical and energetic bodies. And you may invoke every day, if you choose, invoke the formula for protection against the coronavirus and COVID-19. And then just see the light coming down and filling and surrounding and protecting you. If you're someone who speaks light language, it will flow through you and it will be different every single day, because every single day, this is why there is not one specific light language blessing that is the formula, because the formula is individualized. It is individual. Every single day, it is unique for the person asking it, invoking it, because every single day your energy field changes. Every moment our energy field changes. And so what might be blocked one day might be open the next day. When you say it, just direct the light and see yourself as whole and healed and filled with light. Do not focus on what you're afraid of, but the goal. When your body is full of light, there's no room for darkness and there's no room for infirmity. Your body can resist all infirmities. You have perfect health, starting with your energy fields and extending into your physical body. You only need to invoke this formula once a day, but if you want to do it more, if you feel afraid, you feel the fear coming on, just invoke it. It won't harm you. You can do it anytime you choose, but know that it's effective, that once a day is enough. You don't have to worry about doing it more than that. And if you forget, it doesn't mean you're going to get sick the day that you forgot or chose not to. It just means your protection isn't as complete and strong. Thank you. This is our gift for you for today, our blessing. As you go into this new year, there will be many, many, many new rewards coming your way. Many, many, many new accomplishments and gifts and opportunities and doors opening. As you're just beginning, you're just crossing the threshold into the new earth, crossing the threshold into 2021. And know that it is divinely orchestrated. All of it. It's divinely orchestrated. You don't need to know how it's going to work out. It is fine. All is well. All is well. All is well. You are blessed. You are cared for. You are loved. You are cherished. You are held. We offer you our individual love. From each of the star beings speaking to you right now, is sending light into the heart of each human being listening. No matter when you're listening, throughout time and throughout space. Alika tata tata nikala kilikia ohoya ohoya ohoya. Thank you very much. I want to thank you, star beings. This is still the golden light preachers who came to us for a Christmas message and extended into our New Year's message to bring us this healing of our fears, protection for our physical and energetic, mental and emotional health, and healing for those who are already sick with COVID-19. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. I just want to wish you all joyful celebration of the end of 2020. I'm sure no one would disagree with that. And joyful anticipation of what is to come in 2021 and what will be possible upon the new earth as we create our lives anew. This is Susan Rensberger speaking to you from my home at the foot of the Andes Mountains in the beautiful Upo Valley of Mendoza, Argentina. Thank you for listening. To hear more from the Star Beings, plus interviews with other communicators, and tips for connecting with your own inner voice, please subscribe to this podcast. And if you appreciate the energy and information you received, please review and rate this podcast. It's very important to us. And even more importantly, please share it with your friends. Thank you.